All right, because our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 98. Psalm 98. For it reads, "Because, O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy in his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." Lift up your hearts unto the Lord.
We lift them up.
In this psalm, we see that salvation is the mighty act of God. It is never and never will be an act of man, for he himself has revealed himself to man. Salvation is such a great thing that we could not even barely wrap our minds around it. Who would think that the second person of the Trinity would come and walk among us, that he would live a righteous life that you and I are incapable of living, that he would willingly sacrifice himself and lay himself upon a cross, a cursed cross, and bore the curse due our sin. And the fact that he would use the foolishness of preaching, the foolishness of mere men, men of clay, men of dust, who would go forth and share the good news, and that he would make it known unto us mere men, his mighty act of salvation. For he himself has made it known. We ourselves would not know him unless he himself had first known us. May we rejoice in that this Lord's Day. At this time we come before the Lord to confess our sins. But this is not just any mere God. This is the true and living God, the one who alone you just sang that he is holy, holy, holy. And if the angels in heaven bow before God, how much more should we lower our heads? May be mindful of who you're coming into the presence of. You're not simply coming into the presence of Travis Gosnell or into the presence of any minister. You're coming into the presence of a holy God who has been so good to you despite your sinfulness. And we need to confess our sins. Confess them, not simply at home. You should confess your sins at home because you are a part of the body of Christ. If the arm of the body has sinned, you need to repent. But likewise, we assemble as the body of Christ, and there are sins that Poplar Springs as a body has committed, and we as a nation have committed. So this is why we become before a holy God. Holy God. To confess our sins. And to receive the assurance of pardon. That he alone is your salvation. So may we hear the law of God. And be reminded of our sinfulness. Mark chapter 7, verse 21 reads, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." May we come before all holy God and confess our sins personally. We make this our corporate confession unto God. Most merciful God, we confess to you that we are sinful and unclean because we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, not only in outward transgressions, but also in secret thoughts and desires that we are not able to understand, but which are all known to you. For this reason, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the assurance of pardon through the blessed gospel. 1 John chapter 5 tells us, "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Your sins are forgiven through Christ."
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the doxology.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we come before you, realizing that you are the author and perfecter of our salvation. Lord, for you chose to reveal yourself to us and to make yourself known. Lord, you gave us the gift of the Holy Writ. Lord, you've given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, you've given us the gift to have teachers and to have ministers of your word. And Lord, you've given us the gift to live out our faith. Dear Lord, I pray that you would sharpen us. Dear Lord, for your word is so sharp, sharper than any blade of man. Dear Lord, may it penetrate our hearts. May it not only penetrate us, but may it change us. And help us to rejoice in you, the Lord of our salvation. The Lord, things I ask in Christ's name. Amen. Our first reading this morning comes from Micah chapter 6, beginning at verse 6. Micah chapter 6, beginning at verse 6. Because hear the word of God. "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, beginning at verse 15. "And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Our last reading comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4 as the Apostle Paul urges him in the ministry, encourages him. Beginning at verse 3, For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Let's stand for prayer, if you would, please. Father, into your presence we come now, having talked to you, having prayed to you already, and we come and say, Lord, we're needy people. But Lord, thank you that you're God that said you'd supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus in glory. So we come today, Lord, simply casting all our cares upon you, knowing you care for us. We come, Lord, seeking a continual cleansing of our hearts and our lives before you, that we may be people that are vessels fit unto honor unto the Master's use. So, Lord, we desire to be that. We need to be that, and you demand that we be that. But, Lord, only we can be that through your power and through your grace and through your presence dwelling and convicting and leading and guiding. So, Lord, make us fit vessels unto you. Thank you, Lord, for every precious person that's here today. Lord, there's none from whom the blood of Jesus did not shed down Calvary's cross, and you saw a need of our salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And Lord, as we go from place to place and person to person and about our lives day by day, help us, Lord, when we see somebody to know this is a soul from whom Jesus loved and shed his blood and died that they might be redeemed. So, Lord, may we simply reach out to them, share the good news of Christ, and encourage them in the things of God. Lord, we thank you for being a wonderful God, a precious God, an all-seeing God. And Lord, thank you that you're greater than tribulations and greater than sorrows and troubles that we encounter as we'll look into the message in a few moments and see. And Lord, you love us through the good times. You love us through the bad times. And Lord, we thank you that you're able to sustain us through all these times, that we can be more than a conqueror through Christ and you alone, who strengthens us. So Lord, guide our worship and our praise today, that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts might be acceptable in your sight, for you are indeed, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer in everything. For we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Remain standing. Brother Deck, lead us in